Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How are you? I gotta tell you, I didn't tell you pre-show. That's a hell of a little getup you got on over there.
Well, thank you.
He's got some of that VIP goods over there.
That ain't
retail.
Anybody can get this.
Okay. Listen, we're going to get to the Lions at 3. TJ will join us. Gave you 4 hours of Lions yesterday. I want to get to Michigan State. And part of it is, I mean, look, just call it what it is. Shows have been great. You guys have been rocking and rolling with us. The MSU thing has kind of fallen to the side a little. We started the week with it, but I'm not done. And I want to see if anyone reacts to this, responds to it. But I want to have the conversation with Rico. I want to make sure, after last week's embarrassment, that we're not excluding someone from the blame game. And I admit this. If you go back 13 years ago and you go back to Halloween of 09, I was just about ready for Pat Narduzzi to be fired. That Minnesota game, for MSU fans, it's called the wheel route game. I was just tired of it. I was done with it. And what happened is the next 5-6 years were basically 5 or 6 of the top 10 defenses in school history. It would have been a terrible mistake to get rid of them. Now, I'm not telling you that Scotty Hazleton is Pat Narduzzi. But what I am telling you is this. The easiest thing to do is blame the coordinator. But see, Spartan fans have gotten very comfortable with something that they shouldn't be comfortable with. And that's turning the head coach into a god. I like Mel Tucker. I love what he's done with the program. I love how he's modernized it. And just because things aren't my flavor, right, Dan Campbell's style, doesn't mean I can't rally around it and get the job done. Well, Tuck doing the things he's doing are things you have to do at Michigan State. I know a lot of Spartan fans aren't comfortable with it, and Michigan fans poke fun at it. But, you know, the sneakers, the social media, the imaging, guess what, guys? Notre Dame to your left, Michigan to your right, OSU lurking, not a lot of oxygen in the room geographically. Need to do it. Last weekend, everybody can have a bad day. Everybody can have a bad day at the office. That was an embarrassment. It happens. I had a bad feeling they'd lose. I never imagined it looked like that. Let me land the plane here. What I have heard all week, both from friends and certainly when we did this topic Monday, is Hazleton stinks. The scheme is bad. He's gotta be fired. And I sit here and I go, wait a second. There's two other elements in this deal. First of all, Mel Tucker is very quick to tell you he is the CEO. I mean, he is the HMFIC in the EL. Well, you keep Scotty employed and you shop for Scotty's groceries. A majority of these kids that are the issue, including, Rico, you've singled out appropriately. Kimbrough is awful. Ronald Williams is on the side of a milk carton. These are portal guys, right? Mel did that shopping. And then here's the worst part. This is the worst pass defense in America last year. And Mel still kept Scotty Hazleton around. That's on him. Didn't bring in defensive backs in the portal. Like the guys, right? Only address the front seven. And he was so dissatisfied with the level of coaching that he personally came down from the Air Jordan skybox and coach the DBs himself the last few weeks of the season. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here's where it brings us. Two notes. If you watch the game, I don't care what scheme you run. If your players have no idea what they're doing or simply think they know what they're doing, but it's the wrong thing, I can't even get to Scotty Hazleton. I'm telling you, I may not know everything with football, but I know how to watch a game. I know what's what. These guys are the amount of communication breakdowns, assignment breakdown. Guys, you can blame the players, but I'm telling you something right now. That's on Tuck. So here's where it brings us to Saturday. And then, Rico, I want you to – I know you've got a thing you want to do. Tomorrow's game, without being dramatic, it's a bit of a program game because he talks about wanting to win championships at Michigan State. Now, I think they're taking a big step back. I honestly, 8-4. Remember when I said 9-3 I got made fun of? I got news for you. I'd kill a family member for 9-3 right now. So,
wow.
Look, well, there's a couple extended members who, you know.
That doesn't count.
Okay, my point is.
If they get hit by a car, you would still celebrate.
Okay, here's the deal. Let's digress. If you don't win that game tomorrow, I think there should be criticism. I think there should be, hey, this is year three. Hey, a step back is one thing, but our season's over in September. Two losses, and someone came to your place, and Minnesota has no passing game. If they beat you, it's either by they ran it 60 times and you couldn't stop them. Totally unacceptable. Or your pass defense is so irreparable.
You allow Tanner Morgan to have the game of his life.
And they're down their best receiver, Auchmann Bell or whatever the hell his name is. Then your pass defense is so irreparably broken, you allow these stiffs to come to town and do it to you. So I want to know if I'm off base with part A, part B, or both. Or maybe I'm just on point. But you're damn right I want to win tomorrow, and I expect it, because if they don't, that's kind of a black eye for Tuck.
No, you know what, Mike? Tomorrow's game against Minnesota is very similar to where the Lions were last week against Washington, where if you lose this thing, then you got to reevaluate the entire season, because we all know you go 0-2 in the NFL, you're probably not making the playoffs. If you lose two in a row in college football and you are now sitting there at 2-2, now you're reevaluating, what are we doing here? Are we just trying to play for some god-awful no-name bowl out in the desert someplace?
In September.
Right.
In September.
No, right. So that's what I'm saying. Yes, this game to me is about as important as the Lions game last week against Washington, where you have to step up. You have to do something. You have to respond. You have to show that team that you saw out in Seattle was not you, that was a bad day at the office. An aberration.
But do you agree with me on the point regarding scheme versus player versus coaching?
I do, but I'm going to take it in a different level, maybe askew a little bit.
That's fine.
I look at it as it is Tucker because he is the CEO. He is on top. But I will also look at the fact of his assistants. And I'm going to look at those guys because, unfortunately, nobody wants your assistance at the end of the year. You know what happens at Alabama and at Georgia? It's a shopping list for every program. Okay, let's go stop by Alabama, see who they have. And you see the coaching tree. Georgia now has – I mean, Tucker was a former Georgia coach. You go and you start picking people off of there. You look at this staff, you don't see that. You don't see any high demand for really anybody.
How about Michigan?
No. And
no,
I was going to say, that's a Big Ten thing across the board.
Shopping at the Ann Arbor thrift store, OCDC.
The OC was a...
All right, okay. Okay, yeah, Gattis wanted out because he wasn't going to be able to run the offense.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Noted. Next.
But, so yeah, I don't know if you're putting the best people in place to teach the kids to get them to the next level. Maybe there's not that hunger and that drive because you go to Alabama, you go to Georgia, you know you're not getting the top spot, but you do want a job. So if I do well here, I'm going to be the head man someplace else.
Right.
I don't know if these assistants are doing that right now. Maybe they're just too comfortable knowing we all got some nice checks, it's pretty nice here, and hey, Tuck coming.
But I will tell you, if this pass defense looks the way it looked last weekend, against Minnesota, albeit there's going to be smaller windows to see it, because I just do not see a scenario where Minnesota throws it 30 times. Rico, at that point, I will agree with the people that, look, you pull an Ohio State, you unplug Scotty's headset, you put Kids Bop on, and if he's not fired now, it's already unspoken. You're gone at season's end. You cannot have the worst pass defense. Now, again, no one is I'm not asking for a top 10 pass D, a top 20 pass D, a top 30. Remember last year we did these shows? Could you just be top 50,
right?
Top 60? This isn't UTEP.
Right.
This isn't Kansas, although they are 3-0. The point is, if it looks like this 2 years in a row, that's a black eye on the head coach, period.
Well, not only 2 years in a row, Mike, but it's just very minimal improvement, if any.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I like Brooks back there. He you know, he lays the wood. He causes the fumbles. He does what you want a safety to do. But you're right, the corners. I mean, Brantley, everybody seems to leave alone. I guess the opponents have said, you know what, we respect him. We're not going to his side. We're going to go to everybody else. We're not throwing it to zero. That's a problem. You need it so that it...
So let me ask the question to the people. And you and I, look, I can talk, believe it or not, people, you know, with our schedules this week. No, Rico and I have not had pillow talk about MSU football. This is really, I want to have this conversation before whatever tomorrow is. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from Spartan fans on this. I do. Because, look, you have a right to be angry at everybody based from last week. I just think you're letting Tuck off the hook. And realistically, I don't think you're identifying the root cause. The scheme isn't the cause of players running around like Ray Charles. That's not a scheme. That's players not doing their damn job and coaches not getting them to do their damn job.
See, but it is a little bit of a scheme because it's almost like they say hike and everybody runs backwards. Everybody's backpedaling. There's nobody going forward. There's no aggression. There's no let's get to the quarterback. Where you see other teams, as soon as you hike the ball, boom, they're at it. I mean, not trying to do the comparison, but you saw at the height of Narduzzi's defense, it was you go that way. In this defense, you hike the ball and you start backpedaling. You start going backwards. You're trying to keep everything in front of you, whereas in some defenses, I'm not even going to let you get comfortable. You may complete a pass, you may complete a bomb on me, but you're going to pay for it.
Well, that was, yeah, I mean, that was stylistically, MSU was squeezing you with that quarters deal, and you had to complete a deep ball along the sideline where the boundary was an extra defender, or you had to attack the seam where a safety could get matched up on a guy. Those are difficult throws.
Right.
You're right. And you were going to do it with maybe six or seven people trying to kill you. So, no, Rico, I'm not telling you I love this scheme or even like it. I'm just saying when I rewatch that UW game and I hear all this vitriol for Hazleton, well, I don't think it's the scheme. You want to critique his ability to get through to his players? You want to? That's fine. You want to tell me Harlan Barnett? You want to tell me it's tough? But, man, when you're covering the wrong person, we can't even talk about.
Yeah, but here's the beauty of it, and I'll give
one. Tell them next.
I'll tell you next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.